In the summer of 2023, Maine Public partnered with StoryCorps in a Military Voices initiative to capture the stories of Maine veterans who served in the armed forces. During the recording sessions, veterans shared details about their tours of duty and how their time in the military affected both their lives and those of their loved ones. This limited podcast series is dedicated to these Maine veterans and their families. We want to thank them for sharing moments of their lives with us. I'm Keith Shortall. Let's get started. Episode 8, Adventure Awaits. Lance Corporal Patricia Larrabee is a Marine Corps veteran and lifetime adventure seeker. Patricia grew up in South Portland. She was a girl with big dreams and a free spirit. When adventure called, she answered and never looked back. In this episode of Military Voices of Maine, we'll hit the road with Patricia and her best friend, Diane. Together, they'll embark on a journey to California, visiting new places and having the time of their lives. And we'll hear about how they eventually found themselves enlisted and stationed at Camp Lejeune.
My name is Patricia Kate Larrabee. I am 85.
My name is Connie. My age is 68. So let's get started.
Okay.
Pat, start by telling me about where you grew up and what your growing up years were like before you hit the military.
Well, I'll start off. I was born in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, because my father worked for Shell Oil and got transferred up there. But actually, I grew up in South Portland from the time I was 4 years old until I spread my wings and left.
Did you have friends that joined the military before you actually went in to the Marine Corps?
Later on, when I went to high school, I became good friends with a young lady named Diane Worthing. We liked to do adventurous things. We were kind of bored with South Portland. So after we graduated from high school, she was a year behind me. When she graduated, we drove my 49 Ford to the Los Angeles area because we had a school chum who moved to Burbank. So we drove out, took us 2 weeks. We had a fabulous time.
Hold on a second. How old were you when you and this girlfriend drove cross country in your car?
I was 19.
So what year would that be?
Do that the would math have been 1958.
1958. Okay. Yep. Continue.
And she was a year younger. So, yeah, our folks were terrified. My father had the engine rebuilt in the car, the 49 Ford, so that we would make it all okay. And we did. We had a great time. We get up in the morning. We drove as long as we wanted to until we got tired and we found a place to stay. We stayed 4 days in Provo, Utah. We had a good time there.
What did you have maps with you? Did you have maps with you?
Oh, yes, old AAA and the Triptych. Yes, indeed. Yeah, and I like to drive, and I was going to teach her how to drive. She didn't know how to drive, so I thought when we get out to maybe Kansas when it was kind of flat, she would try to drive, and it was a standard shift. I don't think they make them anymore, but anyway, it was a standard shift, so she couldn't do it. We bumped and jumped and... She gave up. I gave up on her, and she gave up trying to drive. I drove the rest of it.
Okay. I'm just kind of curious. Did you have the radio on a lot when you were driving out there on those cornfields?
Of course. And I'll tell you how we did our laundry.
Oh, okay.
We used to do a laundry in the room at night and then, or in the morning, and then as we drove along, she would hang her arm out the window with her clothes on to dry. It dried quite quickly that way, too. You know, we'd kind of be careful if it was underwear, if there's anybody behind us or not.
Okay, so how long did you stay in California?
I stayed a year, and then I did not drive the car back. I sold it. And in the meantime, I had adopted an old cat, a yellow tomcat named Putty, and I couldn't leave him behind. So he came by Railway Express to Maine. My mother was thrilled. And I took the bus. 4 days on the bus.
You took the bus.
So anyway, so we came back. And I said, I'm never leaving again. Back home. It's nice to be back home. And Diane is back home. And then we decide we get bored again. We look for a new adventure.
What was your next new adventure?
Well, she had a boyfriend that joined the Marine Corps, a very handsome fellow. His name was Harold Broy. So we got to know the recruiter pretty well. His name was, well, he called himself Tiny, but of course he was a great, huge guy. His name was Roy Swafford, and he talked us into joining the Marine Corps.
Okay, so let's move you down to Paris Island. Is that where you went?
Yep.
Tell me about your next adventure when you walk those yellow boot pathway to boot camp.
I don't remember that, but what I do remember is Tiny the recruiter said to us, Diane and me, you're going to hate me for 10 weeks.
Okay, so after boot camp, where did you go next?
I was sent to Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, as was my buddy. Diane and I kind of went in on something. I think they had a buddy system in those days. And so we went in together. I don't know that we knew that we were going to be stationed together, but we were. Well, when we were in boot camp, they sent us to like administrative classes. So she got into an office job. I ended up in communications, and I was taught teletype. I worked at building number one, and it was the base communications center at Camp Lejeune. And it was shift work, which was different from most of all the other women's jobs. So one day I worked days, one day I worked evenings, next day I worked mids. Well, I think we had every other weekend off, but one weekend we worked 8 to 8 days, and the next weekend we worked 8 to 8 nights.
So what did you do during your free time in the Marine Corps?
Well, the first weekend I was there, as luck would have it, and guidance, I feel like I've been guided all my life, truly. A bunch of us met a bunch of guys, and my girlfriend and I had this rule that whenever we went with a bunch of guys, we always stuck together. If we dated, we stuck together. The two of us would go together. We figured that was a safe policy. So anyway, there's a bunch of guys we met. And I remember crawling in the back seat of the car. It was already full of people and into some guy's lap. And he took a look at me and he said, "You'll do."
Oh.
His name was Jerry Jones. We went together for a year.
Oh, my gosh.
He was a wonderful guy. Jerry Lee Jones.
Did you keep in touch with him over the years?
No.
No. Okay. So how long did you stay in for?
2 years.
It was
a 2-year active duty enlistment.
Okay. So what happens when you get out? Talk about when you got out of the service. What did you do?
Well, I moseyed on back to Maine.
And did Diane get out at the same time?
Let me tell you about Diane.
Okay.
No, the dirty bum. I was home on vacation one time, leave, as they call it, and she met this guy, Dennis Cosgrove from Weehawken, New Jersey. Weehawken. And when I got back, she was in love. So, yeah. So they got married, and then he got out, and she got out, and they ended up in Weehawken, and he was on the fire department. And so they spent the rest of their days in Weehawken.
Let's go back to the military, because I know that that's important to you. Talk about how the Marine Corps has kind of stayed with you since even getting out.
It has. You know what? And I've heard this before, and I think it's true. To a certain extent, they tear you down and build you back up the way they want you. And I only just realized in the last few years, the way I am is because of my background in the Marine Corps.
That's amazing.
The mouthy person that I am, not afraid to speak up. The person that likes to get things, take action on things, you know, not to sit back and let other people do. I guess it's a leadership thing. It really is. I was really taught that. I mean, mm-hmm. They didn't say we're going to teach it, but it became a part of my personality. And I am grateful for that, truly am. It shaped a lot of my attitude, very patriotic. I can see a variety of sides to things. It did. It did shape me.
What advice would you give to the younger generation about anything that you have learned in your life?
I think all women should spend their time in the service. If you don't have a plan, if you're not college bound, if you don't know what to do with your life, I think it would serve them well. I think they would get life experience. They'd experience working with people, being around people, taking orders.
Taking orders.
You're going to have to take orders from somebody. It served me for my whole life and still does. I'm a proud veteran now, and gee, there's a lot of perks to being a veteran.
I've known you for a long time, but I learned some things that you had not shared with me before, so I really appreciate this opportunity to learn more about you.
Well, I appreciate you participating.
Thank you for the honor.
As we just heard, Lance Corporal Patricia Larrabee lives life to the fullest. She's an adventure seeker, a friend, and a person who's proud of her service. Her time in the service, she believes, changed her in many ways for the better and helped mold her into the fascinating and upbeat person we just met. Military Voices of Maine is brought to you by a partnership with Maine Public and StoryCorps, as well as the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This podcast series was made possible through the generous support of Lee Auto Malls, Wreaths Across America, and FedCap Maine. The series was produced by Allison New and Keith Shortall. That's me. You can listen to this podcast and others like it on our website, mainepublic.org, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.